At least 35 Palestinians have been killed in the latest round of Israeli airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. Israeli fighter jets have reportedly hit nearly 200 targets over the past 24 hours. The strikes have killed over 170 Palestinians, mostly women and children, while nearly 1,100 others have been injured since Tuesday. Palestinian fighters continue to fire rockets into Israel in retaliation for the bombardment of the Gaza Strip. The armed wing of Hamas, the Qassam Brigades, launched rockets at Haifa, Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, and Ashkelon, causing casualties. Hamas says it will step up attacks on Israel. The president of the Palestinian Unity Government has asked the United Nations to put the state of Palestine under international protection. Mahmoud Abbas says Israel's relentless atrocities on Palestinians are unbearable. He warned that patience is running out for the Israeli aggression, which should immediately stop. A Gaza-based Norwegian doctor says Israel is using cancer-inducing bombs in its airstrikes against a coastal enclave. Dr. Eric Foss told Press TV that some patients hospitalized in Gaza are victims of dense inert metal explosive bombs. He also said that the majority of injured are civilians, 30% of them children. In France, thousands of people join nationwide demonstrations to denounce Israel's deadly airstrikes on Gaza. The protests in the capital of Paris turned violent as police used tear gas to disperse the demonstrators. They also called for boycotting Israel in response to Tel Aviv's, quote, racist behavior. Yemen's President Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi has urged Houthi fighters to give up their arms and pull back from the captured northern city of Amran. The Houthi tribesmen took over the city on Tuesday. The Shia fighters say their campaign is against Saudi-backed militants there. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has held talks with the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Vienna over Tehran's nuclear program. No details are available as of yet on the content of the talks. Iran and the P5 plus one countries are in marathon talks on a comprehensive nuclear agreement. And in Slovenia, the center-left political newcomer Miro Cerar has led his party to victory in parliamentary elections. An exit poll has given Cerar's SMC party nearly 37% of the vote. If confirmed, he could become Slovenia's next prime minister.